This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N, first name Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, date of birth 01-31-1971, date of initial evaluation June 2nd, 2022, date of follow-up evaluation February 8, 2023. The chief complaint, palpitations. The HBI, the patient is a 51-year-old female who initially noted episodic palpitations, period. She had first noted symptoms while she was on a ski trip, period. The symptoms occurred approximately four times over several days, period. It felt as if she had been sprinting, period. The palpitations was associated with burning chest pain and shortness of breath. Symptoms lasted approximately 2 to 4 minutes, period. She subsequently had two further episodes, period. The symptoms were not associated with exercise, but occurred at rest, period. The patient was then referred for echocardiographic evaluation and further referred for stress testing. She is now seen in follow-up where she notes ongoing shortness of breath following COVID-19, period. She has had palpitations approximately 1 year ago, but has had no further episodes, period. She is currently on Adderall for ADD, period. The past medical treatment, correction, past medical history, hypothyroidism, next number Sjogren's syndrome, next number vasculitis, next number depression, next number ADD, past surgical history, tonsillectomy / adenectomy, next number uterine fibroids, next number C-section times 1, allergies, correction, she has also had a turbinate reduction, period, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, significant for hypertension and hypercholesterolemia. Social history, she denies cigarettes but notes the use of alcohol and edible marijuana, period. Review of systems, she had COVID in approximately April of 2022. Skin, she notes pain in her left toes. Eyes, she has history of ocular abrasion dating to April 22. Nose, she has had rhinorrhea. She has had turbinate surgery. Neck / oral cavity. She has Sjogren's syndrome with dry mouth and dry eyes. Respiratory. She has shortness of breath. Cardiovascular as per HBI. Gastrointestinal. She has had hemorrhoids. Genitourinary, she has incontinence. Musculoskeletal, she has osteopenia. She has lower back pain. Hematologic, she has easy bruising. Psychiatric, she has depression. She is currently on medications. The physical examination, blood pressure 136/87, pulse 86, respiratory rate 20, height 65.75 inches, weight 145 pounds. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Echocardiogram dated June 7, 2022. Technically good study. Left ventricular ejection fraction 64%. There is mild aortic regurgitation. There is trace mitral regurgitation. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation. Estimated PA pressure systolic is 20 millimeters of mercury. The treadmill testing on treadmill testing patient exercise for 26 minutes 18 seconds and achieved a peak heart rate of 173 beats per minute, Bruce stage 6, period. Her heart rate was 102% of the maximum predicted heart rate, period. Treadmill test was stopped because of dyspnea, period. There was no significant ST or T wave changes, period. The impression, patient has had episode of palpitation. This has been non-recurrent. It had occurred at a relatively higher altitude, period. She is noted to be on stimulants for ADD, period. She further is noted to have history of hypothyroidism, period. All of these may have contributed to her episode of palpitations, period. However, she has no findings of significant ongoing cardiac disease, period. She does have mild aortic insufficiency, which will require follow-up echo in 1-2 years, period. She otherwise is felt to be clinically stable, period. There is no contraindication for current medications, including that of levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily, sertraline, 150 milligrams daily, prednisone, 4 milligrams daily, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams daily. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.